Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the lead-off spot, the shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second, the first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third, the left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth, the catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Russ Van Atta. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Russ Van Atta. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the lead-off spot, the shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second, the center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third, the left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Ab Wright. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting eighth, the catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Monty Pearson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Monty Pearson. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larry for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field. Salters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick takes first base on ball four. Averill moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. Vosmick moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Salters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Atta fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. the Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Atta fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Van Atta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Atta hits a line drive towards first. Trotsky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Averill moves to third. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Averill scores. Vosmick moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmick scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Abright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Carey applying the tag. Two outs. Abright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wright moves to second. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wright scores. Hughes moves to third. Phillips moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Faye Thomas now pitching. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Hughes scores. Phillips moves to third. Pearson moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns won. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Pearson covering, for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 1 in the game. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Trotsky hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carey for the out. One out. Faye Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Larry moves to second. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 2 in the game. Salters hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Averill hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Averill moves to third. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vosmek hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wright hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Hale steals second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hughes. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Hughes steals second. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Warnock pinch hits for Faye Thomas. Hal Warnock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Warnock reaches second base with a double. Clift moves to third. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larry for the out. Clift scores. Warnock moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Walkup now pitching. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pearson hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Averill hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 3 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 3 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.